Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Investigators from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department are looking into the death of a Fort Bragg man who was found lying next to his vehicle on Simpson Lane in Fort Bragg early yesterday morning. An autopsy on the body of 47-year-old John Patrick Younger has been scheduled after he was found at the site of a collision. When deputies arrived on scene, they found the car, which had collided with a power pole, lying on top of the vehicle. After PG&E crews rendered the power line safe, Younger's body was removed, and the CHP is investigating the cause of the collision. Arcata police have arrested an unidentified woman who is suspected of starting a fire at the post office in Arcata Sunday afternoon, and who was then seen trying to put a lit cigarette into the gas tank of a car parked in the 700 block of 10th Street. Acting on a description from a witness to the vehicle incident, Arcata officers located the woman and took her into custody. She was taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation while being interviewed by officers. The woman admitted to setting the post office fire and attempting to set the vehicle fire as well. A sheriff's deputy on patrol pulled over a pickup truck driven by 23-year-old Bayside resident Olivia Esseter on Saturday night, and when all was said and done, Esseter and her passenger, 30-year-old David Conway, were in county jail facing drug possession charges. In a press release we received yesterday, after the deputy pulled the vehicle over, he found that Conway had warrants after his arrest. Out of Mendocino County, the deputy reported finding small baggies of cocaine on Conway's person, and a search of the truck turned up more suspected coke. The two were arrested, booked on possession charges. A search of a residence associated with the two turned up more suspected cocaine, a handgun, and LSD. In all, deputies confiscated more than 10 grams of cocaine, and the investigation continues. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously, approving a proposal that spares Grizzly Creek State Park, one of more than 70 state parks on the closure list, from being closed down. The board voted to have the County Department of Public Works, in coordination with the Save the Redwoods League and the State Parks Department, take over the day-to-day operations at the park. It's estimated it will cost about $95,000 per year to operate, and revenue generated from the park is expected to bring it between $55,000 to $65,000 per year. The Save the Redwoods League has also offered to donate $20,000 as well as a proposal from the league to use money from an earlier lawsuit to help funding. The current fees for day-use camping will remain as they are, and the board will hold a public hearing to determine if those fees will change in the future. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature two of eight candidates for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board. We ask the candidates, what is the biggest challenge facing the district? Up first is Janice Olkin.
I think the biggest challenge right now is to maintain a really high level of education opportunities for the kids while staying within our budget constraints. Currently, I'm on the interim school board for the new district, and our superintendent, which is our county superintendent, he and the finance department just put the two budgets together, and we're at a $1.5 million deficit.
Marilyn Strill answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her answer.
Sadly to say, I think the budget is the biggest challenge. The governor keeps trying to decrease the money that they're giving us. And if this initiative doesn't pass in November, we'll lose $370 per student. And we've already had such tremendous cuts. It's really hard to keep the excellence in education going, along with the things that are very important to me, like sports, music, the arts. We've been blessed with employees that have gone above and beyond their duty to make sure that the students are receiving this, but it's really hard on employees, and we have to make sure that they don't burn out.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews at our website, KINS1063.com. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.